matter. Absa.
We're now on with the 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
President Hichilema warns against return to era of intimidation and violence. Mulungushi University students protest over load shedding. In global news, Ethiopian volcano eruption sends ash to Delhi, hitting flight operations. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed concern over emerging signs of political thuggery in some parts of the country, warning that Zambia must not drift back to an era where intimidation, violent behavior, and fear dominated public spaces. Addressing the press at State House today, President Hichilema stressed that such conduct threatens national stability and undermines the democratic environment his administration has been working to restore. He emphasized that lawlessness in markets, stations and communities will not be tolerated, and citizens should feel free to move, work and associate without harassment.
If we do not control this menace, all these positives will be wiped out. Investments will stop coming here. Even us, locals, you the locals, how will you invest? You are doing something, you are building a chicken run, party time, come and take over your chicken run, and take over your land. Remember, you used to cut plots. Just come, take your plot. And citizens were helpless. They were roaming, wearing military fatigue, carrying guns. It was normal. Along the way, people were attacked. Some were killed. We have not forgotten. Lawrence Banda, shot dead in Kaoma.
Meanwhile, President Hichilema has announced that every constituency will now be required to invest in a minimum of 2 megawatts of local energy generation aimed at easing the national power deficit, reducing dependence on central supply and strengthening resilience against future energy shocks. Additionally, President Hichilema has called on commercial banks to lower interest rates following the stabilization of the exchange rate so that businesses, farmers and households can access affordable credit and contribute more effectively to economic growth.
So, the energy crisis is an opportunity now. Yes, we're crying, but I want to assure the people that one of the decisions we made just a few days ago, the president decreed, you can call me anything, that every constituent will invest in 2 megawatts. Every constituent will invest in 2 megawatts. And a quick calculation there gives you 312 megawatts, if my numbers are right, Minister, isn't it?
Students from Mulungushi University last night took to the streets to protest the ongoing load shedding affecting the country. The students, who are preparing for examinations scheduled to begin on December 1st, 2025, reportedly resorted to looting a nearby market in frustration over the persistent power outages. Armed with sticks and stones, some of the students damaged property at the market, resulting in widespread destruction. The unrest follows earlier demands by the students for ZESCO to prioritize electricity supply to the institution, demands that have not been met. Those talked to by Phoenix News are requesting that ZESCO accord the university the same level of priority given to the University of Zambia, UNZA, and the Copperbelt University, CBU, which they claim have enjoyed relatively stable power supply.
Institutions have to be treated as institutions. That's where intellectuals are found. That's where we create future from. How do you create a future minus electricity? I think this is uncalled for. Let the ZESCO management offer a solution and a permanent one to this matter.
Meanwhile, police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says preliminary investigations reveal that the unrest was triggered by a power outage after a truck damaged the electricity supply line to the university, prompting students to riot and causing damage to the glass panels at the security office and looting of merchandise from marketers. He says police officers continue to monitor the situation, which has since returned to normal.
I wish to confirm that Kabwe Central Police Station received a report of riotous behavior involving students at Mulungushi University main campus in Kapirimposhi district. The incident occurred on November 24, 2025 between 20 and 21 hours. Police officers responded promptly and managed to bring the situation under control. Preliminary investigations reveal that the unrest was triggered by a power outage after a truck damaged the electricity supply line to the university. The outage reportedly prompted students to riot.
Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tiali says Zambia's aviation sector has recorded significant improvement, reflected in the growing number of passengers and increased cargo movement at various airports. Speaking during the 2025 Civil Aviation Authority, CAA, annual stakeholders meeting in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Tiali, who was represented by his permanent secretary, Frederick Mwalusaka, said the positive trends indicate a strong rebound in air travel and rising trade through the country's airports. Mr. Tiali has noted that to sustain this momentum, government has enhanced safety oversight and regulatory performance to align with international standards. He says this has been supported by investments in air navigation systems and digital technologies, including performance-based navigation and automatic dependent surveillance broadcast. Mr. Tiali further disclosed that in the coming year, the ministry will prioritize expanding airport infrastructure in several provinces, including Mfue and Chipata airports, to bring development closer to communities and stimulate economic growth by increasing accessibility for tourists, traders, and producers.
We have seen increased passenger and cargo volumes across our airports, reflecting a strong rebound in air travel and trade. We have enhanced our safety oversight and regulatory performance, fully aligning with ICAO global standards. Major infrastructure development gained momentum this year, including the rehabilitation of the Mfue International Airport, aimed at boosting domestic and connectivity and tourism.
Meanwhile, Civil Aviation Authority Director General Captain Derek Luembe says strengthening the aviation industry will steadily unlock opportunities critical to national economic development.
We have formalized our commitment to you, our partners, to operate as a regulator that is accessible, responsive, and fully aligned with global best practices. Equally transformative are the government's ongoing infrastructure investments. The announcement of the contractors for the construction of the Nakonde Greenfield Airport and a major upgrade of Mfue International Airport and Chipata Airport represent historical national projects that will significantly strengthen operational efficiency, support tourism, and enhance regional accessibility.
In more news, police in Lusaka have launched a manhunt for suspects involved in the murder and aggravated robbery of a Chinese national in Woodlands. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says the incident occurred yesterday around 12 hours at house number 30 Milima Road in Woodlands. Mr. Chilabi explains that unknown assailants attacked and murdered 56-year-old Yu Bin, the husband of 57-year-old Diane Yuan, also a Chinese national who reported the incident to Woodlands Police Station. He says police officers responded to the scene and the victim was rushed to Maina Soko Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead upon arrival. Mr. Chilabi explains that according to preliminary investigations, the deceased left home around 10 hours in his Chevrolet vehicle to withdraw money from a bank in Chilenje, and that upon returning around midday and waiting for the gate to open, the suspect, believed to have been trailing the victim, approached, shot him, and got away with an undisclosed amount of cash and other valuables. He says the suspect fled on a motorbike whose registration number has not yet been identified.
Preliminary investigations indicate that the deceased left home around 10 hours in his Chevrolet motor vehicle, registration number AOP818, to withdraw money from the bank in Chilenge. Around 12 hours